A lot of people have come down from Oscar fever, but our producer, intern, and what else are you? Entertainment critic, little Scotty B, the king of the streets, the atomic punk, is still gripped with Oscar fever. Welcome to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, little Scotty B. I'll hand the microphone over to you. You come over here. Change me seat. Time for movie reviews and Oscar recap with the movie critic of the Chris and Rob Show, little Scotty B.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
All right, how are you?
What'd you think about those wacky Oscars last night? Were all the people looking beautiful or what?
The beautiful people were out in full force, and I was all abuzz with the glare of their beauty.
Did you think the Titanic was going to take as many Oscars as it did, or did you think the Titanic was a bit overrated and everyone knew how it was going to end anyway?
I thought the Titanic was a fine film, and I knew it would probably win plenty of Oscars.
What about that Jack Nicholson Helen Hunt masterpiece called As Good As It Gets? Did you think that was going to run away with Best Actor and Best Actress?
Yes, I did. I was inclined to think that that probably would win, yes.
Really?
Yes.
You liar!
You are a liar. Pants on fire.
Liar!
It won the Golden Globes. If they win the Golden Globes, they usually win the Oscar.
Really?
Yes.
Is that indicative?
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. And occasionally there's an upset, but not usually.
I take it you saw the As Good As It Gets movie.
Yes, I did.
Was that really a stretch for Jack Nicholson, or was he acting?
Jack was as good as it gets, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm just kidding. He was all right. I mean, he did his usual thing. He's always good. But, I mean, he's... It's... You know, the Oscars are just a popularity contest. There's no legitimacy to it.
What about Helen Hunt? She's a television actress. What is she doing in Hollywood winning an Oscar with her first big second big movie?
There are plenty of actors from TV who make it into movies. I don't know why TV's
a curse. Alan Alda never pulled it off.
Morgan Freeman, The Electric Company, thank you.
He was the easy reader, wasn't he?
Michael Douglas, Streets of San Francisco, thank you.
Michael Douglas has never made a good movie.
John Ritter, thank you. John Ritter.
What movie has John Ritter made?
He just played a gay man in Sling Blade. That's his independent comeback.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Now he's got his indie credibility.
Oh, okay.
And he was in Stay Tuned.
Well, when I asked Jack Nicholson, I said, Jack, Helen Hunt, she's a television actress. And I was, you know, trying to set him up to compliment her, but I don't think he saw it that way. Can you compliment Helen Hunt on her performance in As Good As It Gets?
She was fine. I mean, she was good. The Best Actress category was very lackluster this year.
Does Oscar go for fine, though?
Yes, it does, every year. The best never wins, ever.
If that's true, little Scotty B., the movie reviewer, then what was the best this year?
I was just happy that Jerry's Game won Best Animated Short, because I was really pulling for that one.
What's Jerry's Game?
It's a great little animated film. It was in the running against Wiggle Worm and a couple other brilliant ones, but it did edge him out.
Really?
And Gunter Schlondorf got a special technical award for inventing a new kind of film processing, which I was thrilled about.
Did Gunter Schlondorf have anything to do with Wiggle Worm, or should we not go there?
No, well, actually, they have something 2 weeks before the Oscars where they present the boring technical awards, and Gunter took them all.
Now, you know, there's the opposite of the Oscars, and I think they're called the Razzies. You know who ran away with the Razzies this year?
I'm sensing it's probably Kevin Costner with his mega bomb, The Postman.
Was it worse than Waterworld, or what?
It was much worse than Waterworld.
Waterworld was good.
What happened to Kevin Costner's career anyway? First he's making these big blockbuster movies like that one where he was the cowboy and the Indians. What was that called?
Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, and that was, you know, a big deal. That was a lot of people went to see it. It was successful. It was even kind of a good movie, sort of. But then, you know, what's up with the Waterworld and now this Postman movie? Nobody went to see it.
Well, you know, with that much success, you get a circle of people who just don't say no to you, and no one said, hey, this script sucks, and you shouldn't make it.
Do you remember the trailer to The Postman?
Yes.
How did it go?
Postman, you hand out hope like it were candy in a bag.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, we're talking to our in-house movie review expert, Little Scotty B. If you'd like to call into the program and either agree or preferably disagree with Little Scotty B., the phone number is 749-1444. We're talking Oscars, we're talking movies, we're talking everything Hollywood.
But you won't disagree with me because I'm always right.
No, you're not. You're full of crap.
Always right.
Full crap.
Always right.
Full crap.
But thank God Titanic won Best Digital Editing of Sound Effects.
You know, that's one of my favorite categories is Best Digital Editing of Sound. You know what came in second in the Razzies right after Kevin Costner and The Postman?
What's that?
That movie where I think it was Jean-Claude Van Damme and Dennis Rodman.
Double Team.
Yeah, I didn't see Woo! That, did you?
I didn't see that, no. You but didn't? A guy I used to work with at a fast food place saw it, and he told me it was great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Those guys that work at fast food places always like those crappy movies.
But he doesn't really like Jean-Claude because he's not a legitimate martial arts master.
Oh, was he going to see Dennis Rodman because he's a legitimate basketball slam dunker? Or actually, he's a rebound guy.
No, the guy just likes fight movies, but as fight movies go, he said it was all right. But he said Jean-Claude used to be a ballet dancer. He's not a real fighter like Seagal or anything.
I didn't know that.
Or Chuck.
So Jean-Claude Van Damme can really cut a rug to the Swan Lake, huh?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you can't make a movie that's
so,
a success.
You know, if you do like fight movies, what are the best fight movies? Are there any good fight movies out right now? And what's with all these Chinese and Japanese and Asian fight movies? Jackie Chan, and there was another one, The Replacement Killers.
You mean the Hong Kong action resurgence in America?
Yeah, those are fight films, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all really awful, too.
Are there any good ones in that genre?
No.
Not even Jackie Chan?
Quentin Tarantino pretty much single-handedly brought those over here and brought them in. And now John Woo's a big director in Hollywood, and he makes a lot of bad movies.
Why is that?
Because they're just all really stylized and really awful. They're just sort of goofy and ludicrous. But then, so are a lot of films.
Hey, Chris, do you know when John Woo goes to the dentist?
No, Rob, when does John Woo go to the dentist? No, Rob, when does John Woo go to the dentist?
So, hey, what are some of the movies John Woo's directed? Who is this guy? I've never heard of him.
He did a bunch of movies in Hong Kong, and then his big breakthrough was Broken Arrow with John Travolta and Christian Slater.
I thought that was supposed to be good.
I thought it was pretty bad.
Oh, I didn't see it.
And he just did Face Off with John Travolta.
How come there weren't too many foreign films that nobody saw up for the Oscars this year?
Well, there were plenty of them in the foreign film category.
Well, yes, hence the name of the category. I'm talking about in the big categories. I mean, where was the Il Postino of this year?
There wasn't one, you know. It can't happen every year.
It usually happens. There was one, and I can't remember the name of it.
Well, every actress nominated in the Best Actress category was English, except for Helen Hunt.
Who are they?
Judi Dench.
She's not English.
Yeah, she is.
She fakes it.
Kate Winslet.
She's from Jersey.
Kate Winslet of The Heaving Bosom.
I went to elementary school with Kate Winslet.
And I can't remember the other chick's name.
That was the 900-year-old lady from Titanic.
No, that was supporting actress.
What's the difference?
A supporting role is a smaller role in the film, usually only about 20 minutes of screen time, whereas a lead role is seen throughout the 2 hours.
What didn't Burt Reynolds win? Is it because he had a big rubber weenie at the end of the movie on his weenie?
No, I think enough people just don't like Bert that he just didn't get the votes.
The hairpiece.
Although he should have won.
He's got a gray hairpiece now to fit in with the rest of his hair, doesn't he?
Did you see him on Barbara Walters? That was good.
No, I didn't. No,
oh, yeah.
No, what did he talk about?
No.
He just basically said, I was such a jerk during the Smokey and the Bandit years, and I'm really sorry.
Why was he such a jerk? To me, he was like David Lee Roth. He just partied. He knew where the action was, man. He was there with the chicks and the broads and the drugs.
Well, I guess everyone hates him now because he was a big jerk. I don't know. And he passed up a bunch of great roles.
Like what?
He passed up MASH. He passed up the part that Nicholson played in Terms of Endearment. He could have played James Bond at one point and passed it up.
Really?
Yep.
He's too redneck to be James Bond.
Well, they could have done a different sort of gum-chewing James Bond.
A skull-chewing James Bond, maybe.
He was the most popular film star for 5 years in a row.
He was?
Now, has anybody done that since Burt Reynolds?
Eddie Murphy.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
He hasn't made 5 good movies, has he?
Who, Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
No, but people still go to see him.
Like, what, that vampire movie he made?
No, I mean, remember when Beverly Hills Cop came out? He was the biggest thing in the universe.
That and the one with Nick Nolte were the only 2 good movies he ever made.
That Wacky Professor thing.
Well, whatever, that was a remake.
That was a great movie, though.
It was a remake.
It was, oh, okay, so it was no good.
No, because it was
nice argument. It's a remake. It's no good. So the Titanic was no good then. Because it was a remake. It was no good.
Right.
Is that what you're saying? Titanic stunk too?
We all knew how it was going to end, dude.
So it was a remake, so it was no good.
Exactly.
That's what you base your whole argument on. It was a remake. It was no good.
Yeah.
So Cape Fear with De Niro was no good either because it was a remake. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So King Kong from 1977 with Jessica Lange was no good because it was a remake. Is that what you're saying to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure we had that out in the open.
Yeah, we do. 749-1444, the Chris and Rob late night talk show. Those are the phone numbers you need.
The postman always rings twice. That was no good one with Nicholson. That was no good because it was a remake?
Right.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I couldn't think of any other remakes.
I'm lost.
Do we have any more business to tend to while we have our movie expert here, or should we move on?
I thought he wasn't very expert.
Well, you wanted my take on the Oscars. I thought they were kind of boring. Usually someone makes a big fool out of themselves, but no one did.
Nicholson when he stood up and kissed Kim Basinger.
Why are you obsessed with this kiss? You acted like he stuck his tongue down her throat. All he did was kiss her on the cheek.
I thought he did stick his tongue.
No, I mean, he made a little grab for the short hairs, but that was about it.
Really?
What about Robin Williams, another TV comedian getting a big Oscar?
Yeah, he was on Mork and Mindy. I guess he can't make the leap to the big screen.
But he was in that movie where Robert De Niro was...
Awakenings.
Yeah, Awakenings. He made Awakenings, so he's okay. Helen Hunt has not come anywhere near Awakenings yet.
Or Dead Poets Society.
Yeah, but I mean, Helen Hunt, all she's got right now, to her credit right now so far, is a movie with Jack Nicholson that Jack carried, and then before that, the Twister movie where her t-shirt was wet in half the movie.
Her t-shirt's wet and as good as it gets.
Yeah, her t-shirt's very wet at one scene. It's very cool.
Maybe I need to go see
You get
that.
A big glimpse of the good stuff.
Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, well, this has been the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show movie segment. Tune in every week. Actually, we haven't done this in a while.
I thought that young punk, you know, I've only seen two of the movies this year. Good Will Hunting and As Good As It Gets. Those are the only two I saw. But of those two movies, Good Will Hunting was a lot better. And I thought that young kid with the big lips...
Matt Damon?
Yeah, he was a lot better than Jack Nicholson.
Hmm. I think Boogie Nights... L.A. Confidential should have won everything.
Oh, crap on
and
that.
Boogie Nights should have come
those,
in second.
Like, dark, moody, spooky, atmospheric, based on some novel no one ever read.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444.
L.A. If you'd like to get in on this, everything a movie should be.
Those are the phone numbers you need.
749-1444. Whereas Good Will Hunting was a glorified TV movie. You wouldn't know a good movie to bitch in the ass. To the stupid punk.